This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Sandra Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R, date of birth 5/26/1949. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Ostrander with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. Her last visit was November 21st of last year. She's been feeling well, her weight is stable, and she's had no hospitalizations since her last visit, no illnesses. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, and this is stable and unchanged. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or palpitations, and chronic edema of the lower extremities, and she is wearing compression stockings and wears them every day. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day, diazide 37.5/25 twice a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Also, gabapentin is 600 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 204 pounds, pulse 72 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130/70. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous dissension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, no ascites, non-tender. Extremities, she does have edema, and she does have knee-high compression stockings in place. And the edema is from toes up to knees bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 11th of 2023. Creatinine is markedly improved at 1.05. Estimated GFR is 55. Her electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.4, calcium 9.4, phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms, and no volume overload. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 6 months, and a lab order was given to the patient. 2, hypertension currently at goal. She will continue all of her routine medications. She'll follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces per 24 hours. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.